Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please sit down. When I first looked at today's readings, especially the reading we've just heard from John, I immediately thought about transformation and making the ordinary extraordinary. And I really looked forward to putting this talk together. But I have to be honest, I've not found it that simple. I think that sometimes simple and profound ideas are not always the easiest to talk about. So let's start by looking at the Bible reading and the one from John. As Simon has said, the story of the wedding in Cana is very well known and is the first of Jesus' miracles. The story is simple, easy to understand, and easy to retell. But under the story, I think there is a wealth of deeper meaning for us to explore and to learn from. Cana was in Galilee, and Mary was invited to the wedding, and it seemed that she had some special position there, some special place in the arrangements. It's thought that she might have been the aunt of the bridegroom. And it's a village wedding feast, a really special occasion, lasting quite a few days. And it would have been a happy time, and Jesus shared in the celebrations. But then something went wrong, and the wine ran out. And wine at a Jewish festival was very important. There was a saying in those days that said, "Without wine, there is no joy." Not good for a wedding. I should add here that the custom was to drink the wine very diluted, and drunkenness would not have been acceptable at such a celebration. So Mary came to tell Jesus what had happened. It's not likely that Jesus' answer to her was as harsh as our translation makes it sound. The theologian William Barclay says the meaning was more likely, "Don't worry, you don't quite understand what's going on. Leave things to me and I will settle them in my own way." So the jars were filled with water as Jesus asked, and the water became wine, and the very best wine at that. Jesus turned an ordinary village wedding into something extraordinary. Here Jesus is showing his glory, and it was at the wedding that his disciples first caught a dazzling glimpse of what and who he was. In this Epiphany season, we see in this story Jesus revealing something of his power and glory to us as well. So I wonder if we look for and see the extraordinary in the ordinary. One positive thing from the pandemic is, I think, that we do notice ordinary things more. Many people have talked about the healing power of walking through nature, seeing the seasons really unfold and noticing afresh the beauty of God's creation. And I think the pandemic put on pause the sort of now culture that we were living in, wanting and expecting things now, this minute. We've been forced to celebrate and value the ordinary, finding moments of real joy in everyday life. It's not just nature that we appreciate more. There are countless stories of communities coming together, people being good neighbours and building new relationships. These are things we need to value and not lose or forget about as life gradually returns to whatever it will, like it was pre-pandemic. And I think we can learn much from children, our own children, grandchildren, neighbours' children. They see the extraordinary in the ordinary all the time. One of our grandchildren got a small microscope for Christmas, and the wonder of seeing things magnified, just the simplest drops of water, bits of dirt, the things that you could see, they saw the extraordinary in the And as I said to the children, knowing and loving Jesus transforms us. He changes our attitudes. He softens our hearts. He rounds off our sharp edges. Do we, as our Bible verse says, feel that the glory of the Lord is rising upon us? It's not easy sometimes to understand and feel that Jesus changes us personally from ordinary to extraordinary. But I'm sure we all see it in other people, even if we don't recognise it in ourselves. You can see the Holy Spirit really shining through them. Do we want the extraordinary, the abundance that Jesus has to offer? Or are we happy trudging along with the ordinary? As I said at the beginning, being transformed by our faith in Jesus, seeing the extraordinary in the ordinary, is not easy to put into words or explain. You can feel it though. It's simple, yet profound. In the story of the wedding at Cana, we are not being told of something Jesus did once and never again, but of something he's always doing, even today, especially today. When we let Jesus into our lives, we are transformed. So let us pray. May Jesus, changer of water into wine, taker of our ordinary lives, transform us for his glory and make us extraordinary for his sake. Let us leave here full of God's grace, taking with us that abundance of love and power and sharing it with everyone we meet. Amen.
Amen.